Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello and welcome to Behind the Headlines, a place where we look deeper into the news stories that have been making headlines and that our reporters have been covering right across the country today. Well, first up, and the organisers of the Mission Christmas Toy Appeal have been continuing to call for donations. It's all hands on deck at the Mission Christmas headquarters in the south of England. Toys, gift sets and presents are being collected and distributed to make sure as many children as possible get to experience the joys of Christmas. 8-year-old Molly has been helping to fundraise for Christmas presents and got to visit the Mission Christmas warehouse depot today where it all happens. She's been speaking to our reporter Freya Taylor.
I'm doing Play-Doh now.
Oh, Play-Doh now. I like Play-Doh, so Play-Doh can go anywhere, can't it?
Yeah. I'm thinking more girls section this time, because I've done a lot of toys.
How do you feel to, you know, have been helping out, giving gifts to lots of other kids?
I feel good about that because there's some people in our area that don't get much or have a nice time at Christmas.
Why did you start doing this? What was it that kind of made you go, do you know what, I want to help get other kids some presents for Christmas?
It started off as my brownie badge, but then I started off saying to my mum and my family that if I wasn't going to earn it for a brownie badge, I'd still do it anyway.
What do you think on Christmas morning, lots of kids opening presents, and how would you feel to open a present?
I feel quite happy because then it will remind me of the people I donated to, and they're opening a present too.
Well, Mission Christmas headquarters in the north in Manchester, and our senior reporter, Olivia Davis, has been with volunteers there today wrapping gifts.
Oh, well, it's all happening now around me. This huge B&M truck's just turned up with £20,000 worth of toys inside of it. And we've got an army of elves ready to go, firefighters, volunteers, companies. It's like a conveyor belt of brand new toys. And it's amazing knowing that so many kids are going to have something to open this Christmas, those who need it the most. Marcus from Altum, they're a company who get involved all year round.
This is where it kind of makes a massive difference for us, knowing that it's local. It stays local, it's helping local children, local families in a time of need.
Well, I guess I better get stuck in to help with this huge delivery.
Well, this one's been making the news in bulletins today. More than 600 artefacts, which are linked to the British Empire, have been stolen from a Bristol museum's collection. Police say four men took the items, which are described as culturally significant. Our reporter Jessica Payne has more.
Investigators believe the men spent only minutes inside, but still managed to take hundreds of objects. Bristol City Council's head of culture, Philip Walker, says the loss is devastating. He has this message for the thieves.
Look at what the bigger picture is here. This is not about some short-term monetary gain. This is about an impact on all of us at a cultural level. So they should look to their own consciousness and return the items.
Officers have carried out forensic work and spoken to witnesses, but say identifying the four men seen on CCTV is the key to getting the collection back.
Next, and the biggest explosion since World War II was heard in Hertfordshire on this day 20 years ago. Bunsfield fire started at what was the country's fifth largest fuel depot, causing more than 100 million litres of fuel to go up into the atmosphere. Our reporter Callum McIntyre sent us this report from Hemel Hempstead Fire Station.
At around 6 a.m. on the 11th of December 2005, people were woken up to an explosion.
Hello, can we have the fire engines, please?
What's wrong?
It's on Mainlands Avenue. There's been an explosion.
We live about two streets away and it's blown all our windows out.
Right,
OK.
It's
the most terrific explosion I've ever seen, and I can still see a ball of fire.
It could be heard as far as the Netherlands, measuring 2.4 on the Richter scale, wrecking properties nearby and sending a huge cloud of black smoke into the air seen from space. Keith Harlan was one of the hundreds of firefighters who fought the blaze.
What really took me back that day, other than the visual devastation, was the sound of the fire. You know, people hear the phrase roar of fire. The roar of that fire on that day was so significant that it sounded like a jet engine was going off in your ear constantly.
Thankfully, and even miraculously, no one was killed, but more than 40 people sustained injuries and thousands of residents were evacuated from their homes. Hertfordshire's Chief Fire Officer Alex Woodman says they're more prepared to deal with an incident of a similar scale today.
I do think things have changed. Our relationship with Bunsfield, the way that we train, the way that we test, the way that we exercise, we know there are risks and it is our responsibility as a fire and rescue service to be ready for those risks, but things have moved on significantly since that day.
Well, two decades on, it lives in the memories of those involved and it's an incident the fire service refuses to forget.
Well, it seems a bit of a while away yet, but people are already getting ready for the World Cup next year. And an Aberdeenshire man's already preparing his Scottish pub in Boston in the US for a Tartan Army invasion next summer. Scotland are going to play two of their World Cup group games there. Owner of The Haven, Jason Waddleton, has been speaking to our reporter, Dave Galloway.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's a great location and we've got plenty of space for everyone. We are the biggest seller of tenants in the United States, and that's the truth, as well as Belhaven, in fact.
What must it be like for those two brewers getting such a massive transatlantic order like that?
Immediately after the Denmark game, I sent emails to the effect that, like, look, start getting those orders over here because we're going to need them. And then to be drawn in the group that's in Boston, I was immediately emailing them again. I'm like, double it, triple it. You know, we're going to need so much. It's going to be great.
But of course, the number of Scots in Boston is going to be multiplied by, I don't know how much. How ready are you for the Tartan Army invasion, even though it's months away?
Well, I also sent an email to our mayor, Mayor Wu, immediately after the Saturday draw. I was like, are you ready for the invasion? Because, you know, I was there in France in 98. I remember coming into that square. I went for the third game, Morocco, and it was one of the most unbelievable sights I've ever seen. You know, we took over that square. I don't think Boston quite understands what the Tartan Army will bring to the city, but I'm trying to tell everybody, and I think I'm going to do a good job.
What do you believe the Tartan Army will bring to your adopted city?
The party. Obviously. I mean, just bonhomie, great vibes, obviously, you know, friendship, easy chat, just the spectacle. It's a spectacle.
And Roman Kemp says we're all in for a treat ahead of tonight's final of Celebrity Race Across the World. There isn't much in it as the four famous pairs make the final dash for the finish line in Colombia. He's been chatting with Bauer Media presenter and fellow racer Tyler West.
It's coming up to the final episode tonight. I genuinely think it is some TV history that happens.
Yeah.
How are you describing it to get someone hyped?
It's the best bit of television I've ever been a part of in my life.
Yes.
I hate to say it, right? I hate to say it, but if Alan Carr hadn't have won Traces in that way, it would be the TV moment of the year.
It's true.
That's it, like...
Cheers, Alan.
Yeah, Alan's lost us the BAFTA.
Yeah.
Is all I will say.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, that was incredible, you know, in Traitors. But I honestly think that if you're looking for that level of TV,
mm-hmm.
it's there.
It's sensational.
Yeah, it really it's is. Unbelievable.
And for more on these stories and others, head to the news pages of our website or check out our social media channels. And be sure to come back here again tomorrow when we'll continue to take you behind the headlines.